This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Healthcare workers across the country are preparing to respond to a potential surge in COVID-19 patients. But in Wisconsin, one group of clinicians say regulations in the state are making it hard for them to help out. Bram Sablesmith reports.
Diana Milkowski says the pandemic started reshuffling her work last week when she was told to start rescheduling patients at her primary care clinic.
Move them out of our schedule, push them out a few months, you know, perhaps into May and June.
Milkowski is a physician assistant at Ascension Health in Oshkosh. A physician assistant, or a PA as it's known, can do a lot of things that doctors do, like prescribe drugs, manage treatment plans, and make diagnoses. So with the extra time on her hands from the rescheduled patient visits, Milkowski wanted to respond to COVID-19. She saw a post from a staffing company recruiting providers to do telemedicine work, so she spoke to a recruiter.
And she said, oh, well, you know, you're a physician assistant, and at this time we're only looking to recruit physicians and nurse practitioners.
The recruiter told her that because of the way Wisconsin requires physician assistants to be supervised by a doctor, they're too costly to hire because the company would have to hire doctors to supervise them too. So in the face of a healthcare emergency, Milkowski says her profession kind of feels excluded.
For me to be not able to provide services to patients or not be considered as a candidate, it's really frustrating, extremely frustrating.
Wisconsin PAs have been trying to change the regulations in the state for a while now. Historically, physician groups worried about medical oversight have opposed those changes. But Jamie Silke, a PA at Frederick Hospital in Milwaukee, says the urgent need for medical providers during this pandemic shines a brighter light on PAs' frustrations.
And, you know, PAs are well-trained. They're trained as generalists, so they're definitely trained to help step in and mitigate this gap we might have in healthcare coverage. But we really need to have some of the barriers moved out of the way to do so.
For example, Silke has an administrative role at Frederick, helping oversee the hospital's PAs. She says they'd like to let PAs who have experience in areas like the ICU but don't currently work there help out. The trouble is, in Wisconsin, physician assistants are only allowed to practice in the specific area of the doctor listed on their license.
So if our supervising physician that we have listed with the state is an orthopedic surgeon, I can't really go just into the hospital service and work as a hospitalist because my state license is linked to my orthopedic surgeon.
A bipartisan bill aimed at easing certain restrictions on PAs was making its way through the state legislature this year, and even physician groups were on board. But that session's been put on hold due to COVID-19, freezing the bill along with it. Now, PAs are asking Governor Tony Evers to take emergency action. On a press call Tuesday, Evers said his administration was looking into it.
We are looking very actively at all issues relating to the ability of us to relax regulations in this circumstance.
Back in Oshkosh, Diana Milkowski says she's looking for ways to help.
I have volunteered to help out in our respiratory symptom clinic and also the emergency room, so I'm ready to step up.
And when the time comes, she says, she'll be ready. Bram Sablesmith, Wisconsin Public Radio.